Welcome back to 30 Days of Beyond the Grid. It's actually just a week until you can listen to our 2024 season preview on our sister podcast, F1 Nation. We discuss the biggest talking points in Formula One, share our race predictions, play F1 fantasy, and enjoy some friendly rivalry in our weekly quiz, with a new episode released every Monday from next week until the end of the season. Damon Hill is one of my teammates on F1 Nation, so on day 22 of our countdown, I've picked a clip from my chat with the 1996 world champion back in 2019. Damon tells me how it felt to controversially lose the 1994 title to Michael Schumacher and what it was like to work alongside fellow champions Nigel Mansell, Alain Prost and Ayrton Senna.
When you look at the kind of personalities they were, the kind of physiques they were, the kind of characters they were, they were different in every respect except for one or two things. One, they were lightning quick, and two, they were incredibly competitive. So it just shows you, I think...
Competitive with you, as in from a selfish point of view, not...
Not with me. No, just the relationships with me, I would say, were different because they were different people. They were different personalities. Nigel would, you know, like to joke around and maybe make a little comment that puts you in your place, but at the same time, it wasn't too aggressive or anything. And Alain would just keep himself to himself and be very polite and very quiet and very... gentle, I'd say. And Ayrton was intense and hardworking and very serious and very different personalities. I mean, they were just chalk and cheese, all of them. But they all were remarkably quick. They all had a lot of talent, all these guys, you know.
And how was it back then in terms of the relationship with the teammate? Did you have dinner together, or was it a gregarious relationship?
No, you do. There were sponsor things you do, and then if you're testing, you inevitably end up eating in the motorhome together or something, or maybe in the hotel. But no, you don't. You know, I didn't kick around with them. You know, I was a junior, and I certainly wasn't in their league in terms of their reputation and standing in the sports. So I knew my place, but they were all perfectly good towards me. I never had any issues.
Were you aware at the time that it was a very special place to be alongside these guys?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'd spent my life growing up with racing drivers around me. My dad was a racing driver, and I always looked at his buddies. You know, they were his mates. You know, they'd come around for parties. I'd see him doing stuff with them. And I just thought, I liked that relationship. I understood racing drivers. I think I do understand racing drivers, but you can't have buddy relationships with people you're competitive with when you're racing with them. They seem to now more than they used to, but it's quite difficult, especially when they were... I mean, although us is very similar age, they were a different generation in terms of they'd already been in Formula One for 10 years.
You say you understand racing drivers. Did you understand Michael Schumacher?
No, I would say I didn't completely get Michael. I was thrown in the deep end with Michael at the beginning of his career. So this guy was, we were all learning about Michael Schumacher and his style of racing and his, I mean, you know, talk about characters and personalities. Again, a completely different style of personality to all the other guys we've just been talking about.
How long did it take you to forgive him for Adelaide 94?
I never blamed him for anything. I didn't, you know, it's not a question of that. I mean, the season was heavily burdened with what happened at Imola. And I was put to the test in 94 in so many different ways. And I never started the season expecting to be in a title showdown with Michael Schumacher. I thought I would be tagging on to Ayrton's coattails and doing a good job as a number two, you know, and maybe if I'm very lucky, I could have put him in the shade a couple of times, but that would be almost beyond any reasonable belief. And there I was in a showdown with Michael for the title, and I thought I gave it my best shot, and it didn't turn out. And what did happen was controversial, and I think surprised everyone, certainly surprised me.
Oh, out goes Schumacher! The German is out of the Australian Grand Prix, and Damon Hill only has to keep going to be world champion of 1994, but can he keep going? Because he hit Schumacher's car, and if Damon Hill has to retire and you see smoke pouring off the wheel, that will mean that Schumacher will be world champion. What an incredible development.
But you come round, I can't remember what corner number it was, but you come round that left hander and he's suddenly going so much slower than you.
Yeah. But I thought I'm going to overtake him.
But you didn't think he must have a problem to be going that much slower. No, you don't have time.
I'm not that clever, Tom.
No, you are, Damon.
Honestly, I
think a lot of people in hindsight, with the benefit of hindsight, Damon, if only you'd waited.
Completely, of course. Yeah. That's with the benefit of hindsight. And I don't spend my life looking at it on YouTube and going, if I just tried something different. It all looks rather pathetic, actually, in hindsight, when you look at it. He went up on two wheels, but it wasn't a big crash, was it? I mean, it's all just a bit sad. I do think to myself, oh, God, we could have at least tried to fix the suspension when we got back to the pit. We never know.
You can see it's bent. Yeah, can't but and there's I the think, seams of Patrick or yeah. someone trying to pull it.
I don't think
straight.
That would have worked. I think all you had to do was finish and you would have got a point.
Yeah.
And that would have been enough. But
how long did it take you to get over the disappointment of 94? Because do you think your performance
I wasn't disappointed in 94. I gave it my best shot. And I had a great battle with Michael. I was more looking forward to 95 to go, okay, this time we're going to...
Do you think, I mean, Imola, the emotional stress of that weekend and what followed, do you think in a sort of latent exhaustion kind of way that affected your performance in 95?
Yeah. I went straight through 94, straight into some promotional stuff. I can't remember what we did.
At the end of 94.
I think I went on a promotional tour of China and then I went straight into the season. And I think I never had a chance to recharge my batteries over the winter. And we had issues again in 95 with the car. And I think it wasn't as seamless as it should have been. And then I got into the wrong end of a lot of other collisions with Michael. And I think 95 was a disastrous year. Although I won races and, you know, I was up there, but I was put on the ropes by Michael and he kept on punching me.
It's crazy to think that 1994 season is three decades ago. It was a very emotional year, following the deaths of Damon's teammate Ayrton Senna and Roland Ratzenberger, both at Imola. And Sir Patrick Head, co-founder of Williams, joined me on the podcast in 2021. He actually told me that the way Damon led the team after Senna's passing in 1994 was more impressive than his title win in 96. That title decider between Schumacher and Hill at Adelaide in 94 ended very controversially. So I definitely recommend watching the extended highlights on F1 TV. Damon handled that disappointment with incredible grace and sportsmanship. Well, that's it for day 22. I'll be back tomorrow with another man who worked very closely with Alain Prost and Senna. I'll catch you then. Keep up with the latest F1 action on F1 Nation.
A superb finish to the line!
Race previews, post-race insights, and exclusive interviews from the heart of the F1 paddock.
Magnificent team effort all round.
Huge win for us today. And
we're pushing at the limit.
We must have just got something wrong.
Oscar, can we just grab you on the way out?
A very, very cool day. It's been a weekend to remember.
You'll hear from the drivers, team principals, engineers, and F1 experts from around the world.
Really, really nice to feel that atmosphere there in the garage.
Having the two of them in the points, quite impressive.
Those next few positions are worth millions of dollars.
The combination is unbeatable.
New episodes every Monday. Search your podcast app for F1 Nation.